Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We're joined now by Gil Hoffman. He's an Israeli-American journalist, longtime political correspondent, executive director of Honest Reporting, the media watchdog. Okay, so it's absolutely fascinating, Gil, and I don't know if you're even aware of what happened in South Africa over the weekend, or, well, actually just before Shabbat on Friday.
Howard, I'm aware from your Twitter feed.
Okay.
I'm horrified.
Absolutely horrifying. And perhaps equally horrifying is the fact that it has not been reported in any of our local, in the local press, and certainly nothing that I could find. That is a worry in of itself, and that's why we wanted to chat to you, because this definitely speaks to a dishonest media. But that's my view. Tell me what all this means.
It means that we have to be standing up and fighting against this, Howard. And I'm going to use the ultimate example. And you, believe it or not, you gave me a segue.
Okay, good.
Taylor Swift.
Who would have
Taylor
thought?
Taylor Swift was attacked on social media for a long time. And her supporters decided to fight back and get rid of the negativity and put out the positive, and they succeeded. They succeeded in clearing her good name. And we can do the same for Israel and the Jewish people. When they are reporting inaccurately about what's going on right now, they equate the murderers that convicted in a proper court of law that Israel released painfully from prison with the hostages who were kidnapped from their homes or from a dance festival. We need to be fighting that. We need to be pointing it out.
So we do certainly people like myself self will do that. The problem is that there is a very, very deliberate strategy to silence these voices. I asked ChatGPT to do a survey of one of the publications, News 24. I said, in terms of opinion and columns, how many have been written about Israel/Palestine in the last week, and how many of them were pro-Israel, pro-Palestine, or neutral? Four were written, all were pro-Palestine, anti-Israel, none were neutral, none were positive about Israel. And that's what we're dealing with.
Absolutely. And we also have to look for selective omission. You say that the attack against the Jewish community that I'm sure was so frightening wasn't even covered at all. ChatGPT won't find that.
Correct.
At Honest Reporting actually have our own AI system that does deal with selective omission as well. We've moved forward technologically. If our enemies are using AI, we need to be using AI, and we're using it quite successfully to monitor and filter the news when there's so much news being written about this issue and so little about other pressing issues, humanitarian issues around the world.
Right. So how do we get? First of all, how dangerous is filtering? And how prominent or big a problem is it?
I believe that this is what makes the entire world more dangerous or more safe. Because if the obsession with Israel continues like this and they continue to equate Israel with apartheid South Africa, then it's going to be more and more dangerous for Jews around the world, and terror will be emboldened around the world, including in places like Utah, where there aren't very many Jews. This is happening. And yet if the world will realize the truth, which is that Israel made the entire world a safer place in this war by defeating Islamic fundamentalism and preventing an Islamic fundamentalist nuclear weapon, then not only will Jews be safer around the world, but terror will decrease and people will be safer around the world. And I it's true also in South Africa, where I hope they need to start focusing on other issues. I don't know how safe it is for people to come visit South Africa if they want to go to those kosher grocery stores and other Jewish sites. It's scary for me as someone who's considering coming to go to a safari with his kids.
And that's why these things do need to be addressed, and that's why they do need to be aired, because if they aren't, then we really don't have a confidence that people have the real picture. Just to sum up, what would your advice be to listeners, to South Africans who are becoming increasingly frustrated with the behavior, strategy, and approach of our local media?
Of course, we're frustrated, but it doesn't mean we give up. We get emboldened. That means that if you see something problematic in international media, that you can send an email to action@honestreporting.com, and we can deal with the media outlet. It means that you can use your social media. It means you can interact with the people that are sharing content that is pro-Israel in online and in social media, that will enable the algorithm to make people see it more. All of that helps. And if you haven't subscribed to honestreporting.com, please do.
Right. And that is where we leave it. Thank you, as always. That is Gil Hoffman. He's an Israeli-American journalist, political correspondent, who serves as executive director of Honest Reporting.